This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, Continue to Seek. As Jesus was speaking to a Pharisee named Nicodemus, he said, No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. John 3, verse 3. He then explained being born again as a spiritual birth which occurs when we believe. Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3, verse 16. Everyone who will spend eternity in the presence of God must be born of the Spirit. It is impossible to be a child of God without being born again. This spiritual birth is part of the new covenant through faith in Jesus and was revealed over 500 years before Christ through the prophet Ezekiel. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my Spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees. Ezekiel 36, verses 26 and 27. Paul referred to the spiritual birth as becoming a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. But it is most often referred to simply as being saved. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, Titus 3, verse 5. The process of spiritual birth is relatively easy to explain. God reaches down and transforms our heart by the power of His Spirit. However, the exact events which lead to the spiritual birth, and when the birth actually occurs, remain somewhat a mystery. On one hand, God's word is very simple and clear. Whoever believes will be saved. But understanding what it means to really believe can be difficult. We can talk about submission, obedience, sacrifice, love, or the basic faith of a child, but these will always fall short of an adequate definition of belief. Only God can save. Only He is fit to judge. And He alone can look into the innermost part of our heart and determine true belief. All we can do is seek Him with all our heart and trust He will be found. Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened. Our salvation was initiated by God when Jesus came to earth and died as a perfect sacrifice for our sin. He chose us for an intimate and eternal relationship when His Holy Spirit began to call us near. And if we will but answer the call and begin to seek His face, He will be found. In an instant, which He alone determines according to His perfect timing, He will transform our heart and adopt us as His child. We may not be able to explain or even fully understand true belief, but if there is any call of God on our heart, we can ask, seek, and knock. God never hides nor runs away. He is not far from each one of us. Acts 17, verse 27. He is waiting for us to reach out and call on His name. Today, let's trust He will be found as we give Him all our heart and continue to seek. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.